Larry Andre, the Church of the Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, told South Sudan in Focus in an exclusive interview over the weekend that the Troika and other Western countries want to use a new approach to ensure South Sudan's leaders implement the peace agreement. Andre says two senior diplomats, Ambassador Donald Booth, the U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, and Ambassador Bob Fairweather, the U.K. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, are visiting South Sudan this week through the 13th to meet with South Sudan's leaders about the international community's next plan of action.
And they are doing that not to just continue to talk, as you say, but to convey how the friends of South Sudan may have to change our approaches in order to get the desired outcomes, which are whose desired outcomes? The desired outcomes announced by the leaders themselves and the desired outcomes that the South Sudanese people have repeatedly made clear that they want. Now, I cannot share with your listeners these private conversations that will take place between the special envoys and the leadership of your country.
Last week, the Troika, France, Canada, Germany, and European Union published a letter of concern on the political situation in South Sudan and called on the partners in the country's unity government to implement key provisions of the peace agreement that are very important but are lagging behind. The letter, which was addressed to President Salva Kiir and his five vice presidents, says, quote, "The time is right for all of South Sudan's leaders to come together to address the multiple challenges that are facing their people," end of quote. He says if no action is taken to carry out the deal, the international community is concerned that the situation may escalate.
So South Sudanese right now, this year, are facing rising hunger and violence throughout the country. We're seeing the worst humanitarian situation since independence. That is why now the nation is in danger. There is growing desperation among young people, leading some to commit criminal acts attacking their fellow citizens. Under threat of violence, many farmers are abandoning their fields, and we're seeing that agricultural production is going down. These are severely negative trends.
Andre says implementation of the country's peace deal could replace these negative trends and enable the South Sudanese people to unite and progress together towards achieving peace and prosperity. He says the time for talk is over. It's time for action.
I want to underline the word action, not talk, action. First, facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid, including protection of aid workers. Second, work with governors to end violent conflicts among South Sudanese communities. Third, achieve the economic reforms that are listed in the peace agreement. Fourth, stop ceasefire violations and support the ceasefire monitors to do their jobs. Fifth, reconstitute the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, the Council of States, and fully operationalize the state governments.
In addition, the Troika, Canada, Germany, France, and the EU say the government should implement a provision of the peace deal which provides for 35% women representation in the government. The letter says the parties should also begin an effective disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration program and complete the constitution-making process. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.